This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you may have just heard during the commercials there, and the news reports, if you want to call it that, a 36-year-old hippo died. It's a sad day in America, isn't it? Not because the hippo died at 36 years old. What's sad about it is the mentality of the American people and what they've taken on. How brainwashed they have been to believe that it's a sad day in America because a 36-year-old hippo died today. I want you to think about that. It's a sad day in America. But it's not a sad day to the brainwashed that aren't paying attention to the fact that over 3,500 babies were murdered today in their country. It's not a sad day. It's a happy day. See, and this is what the right has taken on as to what they define as the left. They're guilty of the sins of what they call the left. It's a sad day in America. A 36-year-old hippopotamus dies today, but not a word about the babies that are being murdered in the womb in the thousands. Wow, America. Just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is all about Robert Mueller and what he can come up with. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's scandals are being ignored. This is the mind of the American people and what they have taken on today. I mean, yesterday I spent the whole hour downloading a show from Judge Jeanine Pirro and talking about the best that the conservatives can deliver up, and they're just calling for the firing of those that are committing the act of treason in this country. And what nobody's paying attention to, as Judge Jeanine is protecting the President of the United States of America, nobody's paying attention to the fact that the President of the United States of America that promised to bring in the rule of law is not doing what he promised to do, like so many other things that are just being ignored because they're not being highlighted. They're happy with his photo ops that he's taken with children cutting his grass and him and his beautiful wife. Are you paying attention to what we're doing, say, at a deep state government? Absolutely not. We're just all enamored with what the president that we love so much because he's got our favorite jersey on is doing today. Oh, we love Donald Trump. We love him. And what he says and what he does are two different stories, but we just love him because of his smiling face And we're too ignorant to know that he's been groomed up to do the things that he's doing today. You know, it's interesting, friends, that Hillary Clinton acts more presidential in a criminal manner than Donald Trump does in a righteous manner. In other words, Hillary Clinton knows how to lie better than Donald knows how to tell the truth. I mean, just think about that. I mean, the headline on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is, this is all Robert Mueller can come up with? And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's scandals are being ignored once again and once again and once again. And it's not going to change until the American people repent. Period. Bottom line. Bottom line. And church, for those that are calling for a revival and praying to the Lord that he brings forth a revival, remember, you cannot revive which is not dead in sin. Read Ephesians 2. We need an avalanche of the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that leads us to the living Christ. What the American people have taken on in their mindset, if I was the enemy to you people, I'll tell you what, I would be laughing at you every step of the way. You're so easily controlled. You're so easily diverted, America. You know, isn't it interesting? There's a big blackout right now going on, what I was talking about over the last couple weeks concerning the Las Vegas shooting. Big blackout. How come nobody's talking about it? But everybody's still talking about gun control, isn't it? Objective obtained. This is exactly the objective of these people. How come nobody's talking about the Las Vegas shooter anymore? Because as I've been saying over the last couple weeks, you have a 4-day attention span. 4 days later, you want the topic to change, and it changes on cue. And things get worse, and they get worse, and they worse, and they get worse. They don't get better because you don't deal with the crime, America. Justice that guards our liberty is a thing of the past in this country, right? Or so you thought. God has not forgotten, America. And remember, he's angry with the wicked every day. I don't care what the hireling or the whore has to say today in America. He's countering scripture. And by the way, it's the hireling and the whore that are responsible for the harvest you see today, 60 years later, in their lawless preaching and in their false gospel and their false grace that they use and preach as an occasion for the flesh. Who's winning, America? Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. You're seeing sin abound. You're not seeing the grace. No, because it's a false grace. Wanted to highlight this too, teeing it up for the next segment and the show. We're going to be talking about the American people and the AK-47 as promised, because the big bad gun is the problem. Well, let me ask you something. How is the act apart from the actor, America? And going back to tee this up, a former Marine Corps officer and philosopher professor claims that the Vegas shooting was a Hollywood production. It was a Hollywood production. See, there's people that are not diverted from what's really going on. But I'll tell you what, there's not a blackout on. There's not a blackout on gun control. Grabbing the guns is the problem in this country. But again, those that are calling for gun control, keep in mind, they're the ones that have armed guards around them protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. Because America, again, you're not thinking. And we need to get back on track. And by the way, if you're angry with me, just keep in mind what John Wesley said. Either you're going to get saved or you're going to get angry. It's the same thing on this show every day of the week. And if you don't understand love, you need to read your Bible. Because King David was hated for his love in Psalm 109. And Jesus said in John 15, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." And if you don't understand real love, read Romans 5:5. And if you're not on God's side, you're in trouble.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. It is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, when I think about, you know, the heart of why I come to this radio show 6 days a week. Lord, what do you want me to talk about? Lord, what do you want me to hit? What comes to my aid right now is the word Torah and law. And law means to point the finger. You know, it's like a cop when he pulls someone over or he catches them for some violation of law. He doesn't accuse somebody else or talk in a third person about somebody else's crime. Nope, he takes responsibility and points his finger to the responsible party that violated the law, that they might establish righteousness and peace within the gate. That's why they call them peace officers. We understand this in the natural, but for some reason we just don't get that in the spiritual. We got to keep in mind that which is in the natural first happened in the spiritual. And it reminds me of King David when he chose to do what he did with Bathsheba. You know, Nathan the prophet could have lost his head when he told the truth to the king. But he gives him a parable. David sits up on his high horse, gets angry at the person responsible for the crime, yet Nathan stands up, points his finger at him, and says, "You are the man." That's what preachers of the gospel, regardless if you're an apostle, prophet, teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor, that's what your job is to do. We all have the same end in view. Read Ephesians 4:11 when you get a moment. We all have the same objective, to drive men to the foot of the cross. We all preach the same gospel, law to grace. Hello, Galatians 3:24. And if you don't show them their violations before God's law, they have no reason to repent. And this is exactly why Jesus said, they that are whole have no need of a physician. A good doctor comes about and points his finger at your ailment, your disease, and then he shows you the cure. And it might be painful in the process, but he loves you enough to tell you what the cure is to the problem. And Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous. I came to call the sinners to repentance. And that's exactly right. And to those that think they're righteous, take heed that you stand lest you fall. It's a good place to be when you are under the Word, under the tutelage of the Holy Ghost at all times, who teaches us all things, who guides us into all truth, who gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. 1 John 2:20. So, without further ado, let's get to the topic. The American people in the AK-47. I just got done sharing with you, friends, that there's a total blackout going on the Las Vegas shooter, allegedly, as to what took place there. A lot of questions being asked, and for some reason the narrative has been changed not once, not twice, but three times. And now we're seeing the expose on the crimes of those that are on the higher-ups in the FBI. And we see the FBI going back to the Las Vegas shooter, dictating what's said and what's not said. And people are asking to see the bodies. People are trying to figure out why there was no blood. People are trying to figure out where all those bullet ricochets on the cement are. People are trying to figure out why there was diversion all the way around what apparently and allegedly happened concerning the Mandalay Bay shooter. And all the eyewitness accounts, America, are being completely ignored, shoved to the side. And four of the eyewitnesses, friends, they're either dead or they're missing. And now there's a total blackout as to what's going on concerning what allegedly took place in Las Vegas. But they're still talking about gun control. And the people that are lying to you 24/7, namely corrupt politicians, friends, are the ones that are calling for gun control while they themselves remain armed and have armed guards around them protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. They are to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down, and they promise to do so, and if they fail to do so, then you act, America, because you are the government, and keep in mind, again, they work for you, you do not work for them. Wow, it's amazing. They got your eye off the ball once again. Total blackout. No one's talking about it right now. Media's not talking about it. Nope, they need another diversion, and another diversion, and another diversion, and the American people haven't figured out how this works. And it's interesting, yesterday when I was out to dinner with my family, again, you can go nowhere without a TV being, folks, put right in front of your face. And of course, CNN is reporting more propaganda to divide the people one against another. And they're talking about all the people that are being delivered up concerning the scandal around the Trumps. And here we see all these accusations coming out against Donald, but Donald does nothing concerning those that are bringing the accusations that have been busted over and over and over again concerning their scandals. And he does nothing. He does absolutely nothing. But again, going back to the Las Vegas shooting and what allegedly took place there, man, it's amazing how much cover-up's going on. But they want to disarm the American people at all costs. Just think about that. Diversion, diversion, diversion. Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? I'm not talking about the Las Vegas shooting and what allegedly took place there. I'm talking about just in general. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? Friends, 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47. This is a parable, an analogy. Hey, America, did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? The service of the AK-47 has been since 1949, present to 1949. And to the present, forgive me. Matter of fact, the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kalashnikov. And designed in 1946, in part in 1948. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people, friends? This is how you've been conditioned. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Again, I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47. Did you know that the AK-47 was manufactured by Izmash and various others, including Norinco? And again, they were produced in 1949 to 1959. And the number of the AK-47s built, 75 million to 100 million by this Russian family. Matter of fact, did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without the magazine is 3.47? That's 7.7 pounds. The magazine empty is 0.43, which is 0.95 pounds. Okay, that's an early issue. 0.33, which is 0.73 pounds. Steel, 0.25 or 0.55 pounds. It's made out of a light alloy. Hey, America, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill people? 50 people, friends. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? I mean, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. That big, bad weapon. The length of the AK-47 with a fixed wooden stock is 880. That's 35 inches. 875, that's 34.4. That's the folding stock extended. Matter of fact, the AK-47, the barrel length is 415 millimeters, and it's 16.3 inches. And the cartridge is 7.62 times 39 millimeters. The action gas operated rotating bolt rate of fire with muzzle velocity is 715. Let me put it in terms that you can understand. 2,350 feet. The cycle rate of fire is 600 rounds a minute. The practical rate of fire is semi-automatic, 40 rounds per, and full auto, 100 rounds per. Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? Bradley, what are you talking about? Exactly. I'm trying to get you to hear the way that I hear. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One 866 582 9933. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about the AK-47 and the American people. You know, Mark 4:9 tells us it says, Jesus said, whoever has ears, let him hear. And then he said in Mark 8:18, do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear, America? We're talking about the American people in the AK-47. Let me continue on. Are you tracking with me yet, America? There's a feed system with a 30-round detachable box magazine. There are also 5 and 10, 20 and 40 round box, and 75 and 100 round drum magazines available with the AK-47. And the sights on the AK-47 are 100 to 800, and they are adjustable iron sights radius, which is 14.9 inches. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? This is how the media works, America. I said 50 people were killed in an AK, with the use of an AK-47. Again, some people might be asking the question, Bradley, what's your point? Are you kidding me? This is how the media throws their propaganda on you 24/7 by getting your eyes off the ball. Again, what's your point, Bradley? The point is obvious. In America, the people have been so diverted and conditioned to highlight the weapon and even going into great specificity of the weapon used that they simply overlook the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger.
And this is how the media operates on you. This is how they brainwash you. Look at that gun. Look at that weapon. Look at that AK-47 that killed 50 people this week. Again, a parable, an analogy. Wait a second. Okay. And then instead of taking an understanding to what I'm highlighting, friends, like, for example, after the alleged Las Vegas shooter and the propaganda and the narrative that had to be changed three times and now a total blackout, they want you to just forget about it, but they don't want you to forget about the weapon that was used. We have to get rid of those weapons rather than holding the person responsible that committed the crime. And the media and corrupt politicians are right there to accuse the law-abiding citizen of the crime used by the criminal. They have you so far off your game, America, it sickens me. And rather than you dealing with corrupt politicians and the education system, you're okay to trust those that lie to you 24/7, 365 days a year. Come on. Over and over and over again, America, you're being lied to. And you know you're being lied to. Matter of fact, to further assist my point here, just recently, America, it was posted again on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now listen carefully, because I've exploited this criminal and exposed this criminal over and over and over again for you by the name of Nancy Pelosi. And I want you to hear what she just had to say. Oh, I could bring this so many different ways right now. I got another thought too, but I'll just take it step by step here. Like, for example, friends, you see the Clive and Bundy trials? Everybody's talking about what's going on now, the uranium ore. Remember, they weren't talking about it for years, but we were. Now everybody's talking about the topic, but nobody's talking about the responsible party. But if anybody's talking about what happened over there in Nevada or in Oregon, guess what? They're talking about those big, bad Bundys. The big bad Bundys are there to expose, along with us, the crimes of Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, Mrs. Navarre, who calls herself a judge, Lavoie Finicum, who's now dead, who was shot dead by the FBI on the highway, we're told, right? But nobody's talking about the crimes of the responsible party. Everybody's talking about everything but what they should be talking about. And what they are talking about is completely the wrong thing. Clive and Bundy's trial begins, friends. Why are the Bundys behind bars anyways? I just got done telling you. For exposing the crimes of the Clintons and the Harry Reids of this world. So what is possibly going on in our country, America? You have been deceived. It's just that simple. I'm pulling up sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. For some reason, the internet just started going real slow on me. But I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, again, remember how I told you how they are set one against another, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party? Which, by the way, Democratic Party is not constitutional in any sense of the word. Nancy Pelosi mocks the Republicans for constantly losing negotiations. They are continuously debating away. They're continuously debating away through diplomatic measures your God-given rights. Now she just spoke the truth in her confusion to the American people that are not paying attention. Are you paying attention to that? Why is it that you constantly lose, America? Because they constantly get you talking about the wrong things. And if they get you talking about the wrong things, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Yep, you're right, Bradley. Yeah, I know I am. I know I'm right. And meanwhile, on conservative radio in America, they're the ones feeding the ignorance given to them by the propagandists themselves, getting your eye off the ball and getting your eye off of what really matters, and that's always the guilty party. We're talking about the American people in the AK-47, America. Isn't it amazing how much specificity goes into the details all around the AK-47 and the AK-47, but nobody in the media or corrupt politicians wants to talk about the responsible party pulling the trigger, committing the crime? And nobody's paying attention to what's going on in public schools because they're dumbing your kids down right now to bring about a global system and a mindset to take on an anti-gun doctrine and a mentality. If you think things are bad right now, oh, give it another 10, 20 years, America, if you don't correct the issue. So again, what's your point? The point is obvious. In America, the people have been so diverted and conditioned to highlight the weapons and even going into great specificity of the weapons used that they simply overlook the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. It's much like the corruption in government on a daily basis, or in the church, or within ourselves. See, we're told that the corruption of the president, we're told of the corruption of a corrupt judge. Hey, by the way, this was my other thought, and I hope you don't mind me just going off on another branch here. But it still feeds into what we're talking about. You know, people over the last couple weeks have been talking about the national anthem and how these NFL thug wannabes won't stand up for the national anthem. Did you know the irony of all this was? And you want to talk about the demigod mentality? There was actually a judge who said, we don't need to stand up for the national anthem, but you better stand up when he enters into the room. Therein is the problem. They think they're God. Period. Hey, folks, the judges who said we don't need to stand up for the national anthem expect us to stand up when they enter into the room. And by the way, that belongs to Jesus Christ, not no judge, who is under the law just like we are. Period. It's time to remove them corrupt judges, isn't it? Yeah. You know how the Lord preserves nations? He establishes good judges. But what happens when you start to see the bad judges continuously swell in their ranks? Well, you have to shut them down because they don't have a right to legislate. They don't have a right to negotiate what law says. Their job is to discover and apply the law. And if they don't sit during good behavior, you remove them. Article 3, Section 1. Again, here comes Article 2, Section 4. U.S. Constitution. But again, America, if you don't want to enforce the law in which you are, then again, this is going to continuously add strength to tyranny. We're talking about the AK-47 in the American people. Much like corruption, again, in government. Again, we're told of the corruption of the president, a corrupt judge, a representative. The list of the crimes of those that represent we the people that believe they're above the law because the American people have given them a pass to do so. The list of crimes goes on, and yet them that are committing the crimes are still there in many cases 15 and 20 years later, and 25 and 30 and 35 and 40 years later, yes, believe it or not, in this country only, to commit another crime tomorrow. And it's happening today again. And this all takes place in America because the American people have again left off justice, which guards our liberties. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4 when you get a moment. You know how I start the show off quite a bit, friends? When I make reference to the quote given to us by President Andrew Jackson, number 7, when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, let me ask you, have you taken the time to read your founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, which is a spiritual document, said the president, President Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he was right. Or the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But they're etching away at them. They're attempting to tear them down at every step. You know, the Constitution of the United States of America, where it states in the preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing we do is establish justice. And you know, this applies to the president, it applies to the vice president, and all civil officers. Treason, bribery, other crimes, and misdemeanors, right? Well, some people say, well, Bradley, what is the procedure for impeachment? Here, let me give it to you. House votes to impeach, the majority required. The Senate then votes to remove from office. And with 2/3 vote required, while and with the Chief Justice presiding. See, the problem that you have, America, is you are so littered with Judases within these ranks. You have to ask the question, Lord, is our wound incurable? I don't believe it is, regardless of how bad it looks, because all things are possible with God. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Can the act be apart from the actor? Other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. I love good government, America. I got to reiterate that because of a lot of ignorant communists out there that want to put words in my mouth. But it's true, because everything that I exhibit in my lifestyle proves just that. I love our constitutional republic, ordained by the Mosaic Institution under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. We're talking about the American people and the AK-47. Folks, talk about everything concerning the weapon used, but just liken that in parallel, friends, to what goes to jail for committing the crime. The person that pulls the trigger goes to jail. You don't take the weapon and throw it in jail, do you? Nope, but they want you to forget about that too. They're dumbing you down by throwing propaganda upon you 24/7. And that's why the American people are confused and dumbed down. Because they have left off their God wickedly, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing left. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. Irresponsible action now falls to the American people that tolerate the crimes that you've been conditioned to accept and to subject yourself to concerning those that represent we the people. So how can the act be apart from the actor? God is not angry merely against sin. 1 John 3:4, God's violating God's moral law. So therefore, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. And see, some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. Hey, America, keep in mind, those anti-gunners are all guarded with armed guards. These are also the same people that vote for babies to be murdered in the womb. These are the same people that are voting for advancing anything that God condemns, literally. Saying two men can marry two men and two women can marry two women while they give way to the foreign enemy without to come in and destroy us, to put us under Sharia law. And you better bet your bottom dollar, folks, that's exactly what it's about. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. But again, they want you angry at the weapon. And see, these are the same people through the bureaucracy that make $64 billion a year, which they call the correctional institutions. This justice, this injustice system in America teaches our kids and ourselves that you can go ahead and break the law three times. But if you commit a crime three times, three strikes and you're out. That is reprobate. Folks, you have given yourself over to the sons and daughters of Belial. Period. It makes a lot of money. These are the same people, these correctional institutions, that show more mercy for the criminal in an attempt to rehabilitate them, which is a bunch of baloney. It's slave labor, America. These are the same people that want to show more mercy to the living criminal than the victim that's been killed by this individual. And then what they want to do is they want to blame the gun. Because once they get rid of the gun, then guess what? You're in some serious, you're done. You're done, America. That's a mercy of God that you're still an armed people. Over 200 weapons, 200 million weapons are still in the hands of Americans today. See, that's the great problem they're having. In America, you draw the seed of violence nigh unto you because you fail to deal with what the news riddles you with and peppers you with on a daily basis. Just what is news, America? You're so conditioned that tomorrow we're going to hear more crimes of more politicians and we're going to see their scandals and they're going to get away with it and they're going to do it again and they're going to do it again and they're going to do it again. In America, you have nobody to blame but yourselves. Nobody. How can the act be apart from the actor? This is ridiculous. And it's an absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. I wonder if the weapon goes to hell too. Or maybe for those people that preach false grace, there must be a hell number two, right? You're about as backwards scripts. I had a guy the other day email me. He was taking something way out of context. He was straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel, and he was trying to defend what was going on in the NFL. And I was highlighting the crimes of the wannabe gang. What do they call them? You know, I got to be careful because I'm from North Minneapolis and I remember some of the words that they use. But a lot of these wannabe gangsters in the NFL. He was trying to justify why he watches football. I said to him, you strain at the net and you swallow the big, big camel, don't you? You completely missed the point, not because you didn't know what my point was, but because you didn't want to know what my point was, because that point convicts you of your sin. John 16. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty of this. God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. Then again, I ask you, what is hell for then? Is that where you take the sin and throw it there? No, that was done away with under the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. See, it's like this, friends. God hates the theft, but loves the thief. He abhors adultery, but is pleased with the adulterer. Are you kidding me, America? But this is the mindset that you've taken on as well. Now, this is, again, supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself, the one that committed the act, the one that made the choice to commit the crime, whatever it may be. See, it grieves himself, and it displeases God that a rational moral agent, you, America, you individuals, under his government, should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Period. See, this is what offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger, and that's what ends up in hell, is the person that wanted to go on in his sin and died in his sins, said Jesus to the Pharisees. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked. Psalm 7, not with the abstract sin. The Bible tells us if the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. See, the wicked man who has done nothing, the wicked man who has done that abominable thing, forgive me. That's what the Lord is angry with. And by the way, this is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on the subject. We're talking about the AK-47 and the American people. You don't blame the weapon. You blame the person that used the weapon to commit the crime because he made a choice to do so. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. If you want it in the New Testament, I can give it to you there too. Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you made a choice to obey that form of doctrine given unto us. See, you make choices all day long. So, to answer America's dilemma concerning corruption within the government, it first starts with the church and its individuals by repenting before a just and a holy law. Read Exodus 20. Which should drive you to the foot of the cross of Christ, where the law can do no more. That's when we come in with Ephesians 2:8. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And read Ephesians 2 when you get a moment. Read it in whole. And don't separate the one from the other, friends. Don't sit there, well, that's Old Testament. I've heard ignorant people talk that way too. And they can't make distinction between ceremonial law, which has been done away with in Christ as a type, and moral law, which Christ never abrogated nowhere. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5. And once you are converted, then and only then can you convert the corrupt in the government. Again, America, because you are the government. Psalm 19:7, read Psalm 94 when you get a moment. Love you by what I do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.